That passage from Isaiah is an invitation to a banquet, in case you missed it. A banquet in which everybody's invited and everybody gets to eat for free. And not just happy meals. No, we're talking good stuff. We're talking prime rib with au jus. We're talking about twice-baked potatoes. We're talking about big tables of desserts just groaning under the sheer sugar of the thing. We're talking about not just, you know, what was that stuff that we used to drink in college? Ripple. Remember Ripple? Yeah. See, you too. You drank it too, didn't you? And your liver is still here. We're talking about the finest of wines, the best of foods. And doubtless there will be entertainment and fellowship galore. Isaiah plans a good party, let me tell you. And I can't wait to be there. Well, maybe a little while. And Jesus himself picks up on this theme of the heavenly banquet. And I love what he says to the disciples. You know, the disciples come up and say, "It's getting late, Lord, and there's not much around here. Maybe you should send the people into town so they can pick up a little bite to eat, and we can pick this up again tomorrow." And Jesus, you have to understand this, I think, in the proper context. This is what some theologians refer to as the divine joke. Jesus looks at him and says, "You feed them. You feed them." And the disciples don't know what to do with that. Jesus has given them a charge to feed these crowds. 5,000 men, plus women, plus children, probably easily comes out to around 10, 11,000 people. Size of a small town. You feed them. And what do the disciples do? They immediately go and they get out their inventory sheets. "Well, we got a few loaves and we got some smoked fish." And Jesus looks at them and you can almost hear the frustration in his voice. He says, "Oh, bring it to me. You haven't figured it out yet, that you can do all things through my Father who works through me. You can feed them, but bring it to me. I'll show you how it's done." And he breaks the bread and the fish, and he prays over it. And, well, you know the rest of the story. Everybody gets to eat their fill. And not only do they get to eat their fill, there's leftovers. There's the makings of a fish meatloaf. Lots of it. 12, it says 12 baskets. Now I want to probably slay some of your expectations here. The word basket in the Greek is kophinos. And a kophinos was not a big bushel basket. You carried a kophinos with you on the road. It had just enough food for one day. It wasn't this huge surplus you would probably see in your illustrated red-covered King James Bible that you got when you turned 12. This is just 12 little kophinos. Oddly enough, one for each of the tribes of Israel, if you're into that kind of numerology. One for each of the disciples who are there to continue to go on the road. But the real lesson here is kingdom mathematics. In kingdom mathematics, 1 + 1 = 2. But 1 + God equals infinity. God calls us to be like those disciples. Jesus is telling us, you go out and feed the world. And our first thing we think about is, well, Lord, let me get out the inventory sheet here. Let me get the P&L statement from the office. Let me get this, that, and the other. And, you know, Lord, we've got $12.16. How are we going to feed all of Dalton? And Jesus says simply, bring it here. Bring it here. That's what my granddaddy used to always say to me. Boy, bring it here. And then he would teach me something about how to tie flies or how to cast a fly rod. Bring it here. And that's what Jesus says. Bring it here. I'm going to learn you something. And he did. And he does. I cannot help but think about our free little pantry out there, born of the mind of the mission committee to provide free food for those who need it. And the simple statement is, take what you need, leave what you can. In many ways, this is an exact replica of our gospel lesson for today. Take what you need, leave what you can. Somebody said when we first started that, and that is communism in a nutshell right there. From each according to his abilities to each according to his needs, and you know, that's just communism. That person doesn't attend here anymore. Not going to tell you where they've gone. It's not communism. It's kingdom mathematics. We are called to acknowledge the fact that God has invested into each one of us the spiritual power and discipline to be able to work miracles when we join forces with the Almighty. There is nothing that is impossible for God's people when they are willing to obey the call to discipleship. So what are we going to do? Well, I don't know about you. I'm going to go home this afternoon and clean out my pantry. Now, my pantry is what Miss Vicky calls the man cave. It is about 8 feet wide and about 20 feet deep. Got shelves on both sides. I am paranoid, okay, about bird flu, COVID, and I'm about Chinese communists dropping anthrax on us. I got enough food in there to feed me and Miss Vicky and a few select other people who don't even know who they are yet for probably 3 months. And I don't ever let it go bad. I rotate my stock. Yes, I used to work at a grocery store. There's stuff in there I can bring that I hadn't even really thought of. Well, I think about it every now and again, but tomorrow I'm gonna bring my first load. Not because it just makes me feel good, but because Jesus long ago told those disciples, you feed them. You feed them. Bring it here. We'll feed them all together. It's a miracle of God's grace that kingdom mathematics still works. Now, I can't speak much about mathematics. I'm a Georgia graduate. And I was an English major, English literature. My senior year, I found out I had to take one more mathematics class. I had been putting that off. My advisor found one spot left in a mathematics class, which was for the football players. I was the smallest person there. And nobody there, including me, was much of a threat to Einstein, let me tell you. One fella came in, big fella, about 7 foot tall, weighed about 300 pounds. Professor says, son, what's your name? He said, 42. No, no, your full name, 42 left tackle. You know, this was before the Jan Kemp days. If you remember her, I give thanks for her because she makes my diploma look so much better. We did addition, subtraction, multiplication, division. We did not do fractions. We did decimals. And our final exam was to balance our checkbooks. Three of them failed. I was not one of them. I don't understand math that well. But I do understand consequences. The consequences of people being willing to take God at his promises and go out and make a difference in the world. That's what we're here for. That's what this table is here for. This is why we gather around it with all the saints of all the ages, past, present, future, and we give glory to God who once again is feeding us from his table, a foretaste, an appetizer, if you will, of the coming banquet to which all God's children are invited. It's a miracle of multiplication. And you know, I've been in ministry of one sort or another. This year, it will be 50 years. And I have never seen us run out of communion elements. Think about that. I don't know what kind of magic happens. I think it's God's mathematics. There's always plenty of grace to go around. Come, let us receive the gifts of God. Let us pray together. Almighty God, you challenge us, and that is good. For if you didn't, we would become lazy disciples who take the kingdom for granted. Remind us that we each have a part to play. And fill us, we pray, with your zeal and spirit in all that we do here in this place and in our homes and in our lives. May glorify you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.